Whichever coffee you want, Mojo Espresso is the double shot you need. It's your caffeine-inspired shot of inspiration and perspective, made organically to help you on your journey, with the goal to win the morning and win the day. Okay, to today's episode, and given it's the end of year and a time of self-reflection, where we usually beat ourselves up with that shoulda, coulda, woulda thing, we wanted to challenge and maybe even change how you reflect and measure not only the year, but how you measure success more broadly. To do this, we gotta get good at time travel, but not physical time travel like in the movies. We're talking about time travel with your mind and how to use this mindful time travel to look at the past in a completely new way, a positive way to reflect on the year, and with this foundation to set up your future. Yeah, it's a way to remind yourself and prove that you can do difficult things, regardless of whether you get there in the future or not. Mindful time travel done this way actually has 5 benefits. It makes you feel more grateful, successful, confident, and happy. And if you've already ticked all those boxes, yeah, right, it also makes you feel more content. So unless you're already there, let's strap in and go for a time travel ride, which is pretty important right now because one of my biggest insights traveling the world this year and rolling out the Mojo Way is how screwed up our perspective is on how we're measuring our life and measuring success. Yeah, we're either in the past or the future, both of which we can't control. And it's not only causing anxiety, it's stopping us living in the present, which we can control. But mindful time travel is different. It's a different approach because it taps into the past in a very cool way to recalibrate the present and then sets us up better for the future. It also helps us to stay in our lane because on so many levels at the moment, we're getting out of our lane and playing the wrong game. So we need to start playing a different game with different rules. You see, the thing is this, every human on the planet lives their life in one of two ways, either in the gap where there's this gap between where they are now and where they want to get to in the future. Yeah, we're here, but we need to be there. Yeah, and we need to bridge this gap in order to be, I don't know, successful or confident or validated or happy or, well, just enough. Yeah, and this gap means we're always searching for it. And the fact that we're not there yet actually increases cortisol, yeah, the stress hormone in our body, as well as an unhealthy or imaginary focus on expectations and also comparison. But there is another way. Yeah, rather than looking forward and constantly living our life in the gap, we actually measure backwards and measure all these gains. Yeah, looking back to where we first started, time traveling back to where we started, and measuring all these amazing little wins, yeah, all these little successes, all these little gains we've had from that point up until now, and recognize those wins in the present moment. Yeah, so rather than living our lives with cortisol, this approach unlocks dopamine, yeah, the pattern recognition drug or the problem-solving drug, because you're recognizing all these little wins in your life that you haven't been previously recognizing. Incredibly, remembering these wins actually overrides our negativity bias, which makes us forget these wins. Unfortunately, most of us today are living our lives in the gap. But this Christmas, maybe the greatest present you could ever give yourself or a friend is learning to shift your perspective and learn how to measure backwards and live your life in the gain. In his book, Gap and Gain, Dan Sullivan, one of my favorite mentors and business coaches, explains it this way. Let's say your starting point is 1 in an activity, yeah, and your goal is to get to 30, and you're currently at 22. If you live your life in the gap, you're likely to say, oh, bloody hell, I'm only at 22. I still have to get 8 more to get to 30. This is too hard. I can't believe I'm not there yet. Alternatively, if you live your life in the gain and measure backwards, you say, oh my God, how good is this? I was at 1 and now I'm at 22. Yeah, look how far I've come and how many wins I've had along the way. At the Barcelona Olympics in 1992, researchers measured the facial expressions of all athletes who won a medal immediately after the race and at the medal ceremony. And what they concluded was athletes had won the bronze medal were actually happier than athletes that had won the silver medal. And what the researchers concluded was that the bronze medalists were more appreciative of how far they'd come effectively measuring backwards. Whereas the silver medalists were actually unhappy, even though they'd just won the silver medal, because they were comparing themselves against the one person in front of them, rather than measuring backwards and seeing how far they'd come. When we measure specific wins from the past, it overrides that negativity bias, and remembering these wins and successes actually increases our confidence in the present moment. And now for a short break while I make myself a coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, gee, I wish my team at work knew about these principles, head to the Mojo Crow website to explore our Mojo for Work program. Now, where was I? We've said before that Mojo's not a person and nor is it a company, but more so a perspective on how to live a life. We also talk a lot about winning the morning to win the day. But for me, the ultimate way to win in life and take back control and alter your perspective in almost every facet of your life is to learn how to measure backwards, not forwards. Yeah, looking back and seeing all the incredible gains in our life and using that as a platform in the present moment to be happy right now and to be confident right now because you're remembering all these wins you'd forgotten about. Yeah, you're more appreciative because you're seeing just how far you've come. And maybe, just maybe for the first time in your life, you're more content or free. Yeah. And this is what we mean by mindful time travel. It doesn't stop you striving and setting big, beautiful goals and dreams for the future. Quite the opposite. Remembering all our successes gives us the confidence to set even bigger goals. It's just that what you go after is a want, not a need. Just so you know, needs are negative energy, but wants are positive energy. So it's important to distinguish our wants from needs. When we're in the gap, we have a constant feeling of not enoughness. So everything we go after becomes a need rather than a want. Yeah, we need that promotion, or we need that recognition, or we need that pay rise. And then we'll be successful or validated. But it never works because the goalposts just keep changing. So then we become kind of obsessed with the future or outcomes because we need them. And then we get out of balance and we start to overthink or overplay our hand, or we try too hard, or we lose that sense of flow or of just being in the present moment. But when we measure our wins backwards, we're kind of already happy in the present, yeah? And we're already technically winning. So our self-worth and happiness is not predicated on this future gap, yeah? Because we're, well, I don't know, already successful in the present moment. We're remembering all the gains. In this way, you're redefining success by looking backwards, which means technically you're successful right now. You may have heard the saying, comparison is the thief of joy. Well, it's true, because here's the thing. Life is a single-player game, yeah? It's not a two-player game. You're only competing against yourself. Yeah, we're all on different journeys, so only you can determine what success means for you. Yeah, and success doesn't have to be a big achievement, by the way. If we're connected with our intrinsic motivations, success might be experiencing wonder and awe like a sunrise. Yeah, or reconnecting with a family member or a mate you've lost contact with. Yeah, or finding a job that has real meaning to you. Yeah, or it might just be getting every green light on the way to the office. But because we're in the gap, we've been slowly getting out of our lane, distracted by other drivers, so to speak, comparing ourselves with others or the imaginary expectations of others, and measuring our success or our happiness against others or this ideal future state, which we'll never get to because it's an ideal state. It's not actually real. One of the greatest truisms is you can only find happiness internally, not externally. My yoga teacher once said to me, stay on your mat, Crowy. But she didn't mean physically, she meant mentally. Stay on your mat was her way of saying, stop comparing or looking at others' beautiful poses, yeah, and comparing your downward facing dog to theirs. When you realize that only you can determine and define what success means for you, and you do that by measuring back to where you started from, reminding yourself of all the wonderful successes and gains and growth, the freedom is amazing. It creates the most amazing sense of autonomy and agency, yeah, because we're taking back control. because only I determine success for me. Yeah, I stay on my mat. While there's a lot of things I can't control, defining my success for me is one thing I can. And you can do it right now. Literally think back over the year just gone, and while it might have been bloody tough, identify all the little wins or gains that you've had. Yeah, it might be lessons that you've learned, or relationships you've deepened, yeah, or things you've achieved. Yeah, or if you don't want to do 12 months, simply shorten it to the last 3 months, yeah, or even just the last month. Yeah, a win, by the way, doesn't need to be a big achievement. Yeah, it could be learning a new skill or a lesson. Or it might just be a belly laugh that only lasted 5 seconds, but it might have been the best 5 seconds in the last 6 months. By measuring and remembering all your specific little wins, your levels of appreciation and happiness actually feed on themselves. Yeah, more importantly, you're deciding the wins. Yeah, for you, no one else is. This is what we mean at Mojo by owning your story. Yeah, but it's also what is meant by self-determination. Yeah, you determine the wins for you. You literally determine what success is for you. Yeah, you determine what you want to get out of this crazy thing called life. Yeah, how cool is that? Another benefit of mindful time travel is you also determine the meaning behind things. Yeah, you choose how to interpret or respond to things that happen, especially unfortunate things. Yeah, as humans, we're storytelling beings. So when we realize we can choose the story we tell ourselves, that changes everything. Any setback we have, therefore, has a lesson in it that we can learn from. And with curiosity, we turn these adversities into possibilities for the future. So as a lot of my favorite coaches say, we're either winning or we're learning. And if we're learning and we take a lesson with us, then we're actually winning, which kind of means we're always winning, yeah? And you decide that. Again, how cool is that? A lot of us struggle to make sense of or reflect of our life story because of this negativity bias that we referenced. We're actually unreliable narrators when we reflect on our life story. And because of this, we're often living our lives in the gap. Yeah, hopefully we'll figure it out one day in the future if you do something or achieve something. But once we start remembering all the gains we've had in our life, we literally start rewriting our life story, yeah, from our inner fan, and can make sense of our life story from a completely new perspective. Here's a little break while I enjoy my coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I don't want to just listen anymore, I actually want to do some of the work, then download the Mojo Crow app and start a course. And now, back to the episode. Many of us are also caught up in the if-then syndrome, as in, if I do that, then I'll be successful. But what if we flip it, and instead of saying, I'll be successful when, we actually say, I know I'm being successful when. And then we can use mindful time travel to go back and recall all the little gains and wins that remind you of what success actually feels like. For me, I know I'm being successful when I actually have time to make a coffee in bed. Yeah, or I feel I'm genuinely helping someone. Yeah, or I'm fully present with someone. Yeah. Other ways I know I'm being successful is when I just have a belly laugh. Yeah, or when I get into flow with my writing. Yeah, or when I recognize different patterns and I can put them together. Yeah. So what is it for you? If you were to write your own list, right, what comes to mind when you say, I know I'm being successful when? Now that you're in the groove of this mindful time travel, try getting specific. Yeah. Tonight, before you go to bed, write down 3 wins you had today and 3 wins you'd like to have tomorrow. Yeah, I guarantee doing this means you'll go to bed confident and appreciative. You maybe even sleep better. But you'll also wake up excited to chase down your 3 wins. Yeah, do this for a week and look back and suddenly you've got 21 wins for the week. Yeah, and maybe, just maybe, do this exercise for the rest of your life and see what happens. But it's important to protect these wins that we want to go after, so that we can say no to other stuff and live each day successfully according to you. The simplest way to do this is ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now helping me achieve my win today? This helps us set ourselves up for the future. And in the spirit that our life is a story, if your 2024 was a Netflix special, what are the themes you'd like to see in this movie? Yeah, is it humor or adventure? Yeah, or is it curiosity or is it connection? Yeah, rather than living in the gap with expectations and cortisol and these unhealthy needs, maybe next year replace expectation with appreciation, yeah, but also experimentation and give ourselves permission to play. And lastly, now that you know what being successful looks like and feels like, maybe ask yourself this one simple question. If everything else stayed exactly the same, what one change could have the biggest impact in your life next year? Yeah, and make that one of your big goals for the year. Yeah, for me, the one change that would have the biggest impact in my life is letting go of the roles that don't serve me or others well and simplify my life accordingly. As a reminder, when you're living your life in the gain rather than the gap, you'll likely feel happy, appreciative, successful, confident, and content. Yeah. When you're in the gain, you have wants, not needs. Yeah. You'll also likely be more accepting of yourself rather than comparing yourself. And for me, most importantly, you're determining your own journey, right? And owning your own story and what success means, rather than letting outside forces or future expectations define who you are or what you want. So maybe just ask yourself this question right now. Am I in the gap or am I in the gain? Because the answer literally determines your perspective. Absolutely everybody has a philosophy of life. We just don't realize we have one. And the one we don't realize we have is stuck in this gap, yeah, always looking to this ideal future to make us happy. But there is a better way to measure your life and to measure success. And that is to always measure backwards and rewrite your life story from all the beautiful wins and gains that you've had along the way. Sometimes that's extrinsic, like winning a tournament. And sometimes that's intrinsic, like winning the morning with a beautiful sunrise. And with all the setbacks you've had, also remember the lessons and learnings and growth that came from the setbacks, which projected you forward. This learning is also a win. Yeah. So from this perspective, you're always winning. Armed with this knowledge, we're not only content and successful today, we're excited and motivated for tomorrow. Okay, that's it for another episode of Mojo Espresso. And until next time, I will love you and leave you and see you on the other side in the soup. Bye for now.